Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, PSI National Real Estate License Exam Prep. The most complete study guide to pass the exam with ease is a test preparation book aimed at candidates studying for the PSI National Real Estate Licensing Exam. It belongs to the practical exam prep and professional education category, rather than general business or theory, based on the available information. The book is positioned as an all-in-one study guide for aspiring real estate agents who need structured review of core licensing content, including real estate concepts, law, contracts, financing, and exam-style application. The title suggests a focus on accessibility and completeness, with the goal of helping readers organize their preparation efficiently for a standardized licensing test. Its purpose is therefore straightforward: reduce uncertainty, streamline study time, and reinforce the subject matter most likely to appear in the exam. As with similar licensing guides, its value depends on how clearly it explains foundational material and how well it helps readers translate theory into test performance. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a PSI-focused framework built around the National Licensing Test. The book is specifically targeted at the PSI National Real Estate Exam, which matters because licensing preparation is most effective when it is aligned with the structure and expectations of the actual test. Rather than offering broad real estate education, the guide is framed as an exam tool. That means its likely strength is organization readers can study with a clear sense of which topics belong to the licensing core and which are less relevant. This is important in real estate preparation because candidates often face a large volume of material, yet the exam itself is limited to a defined set of concepts. A PSI-focused guide can help reduce wasted study time by emphasizing exam-oriented review, terminology, and applied reasoning. The practical benefit is that candidates can treat the book as a roadmap for what to master, rather than as a general reference on the industry. In a crowded prep market, that specificity is one of the book's main distinguishing features. Secondly, coverage of the legal and procedural foundations of real estate practice. The publicly available description from related sources indicates that the guide covers property law, contracts, and career-related fundamentals, which are central to most real estate licensing exams. These topics matter because they define how real estate transactions are structured, what duties agents owe, and how legal relationships are formed and enforced. For exam candidates, the challenge is not simply memorizing definitions, but understanding how rules operate in practical situations. A book in this category is useful when it connects legal principles to testable scenarios such as agency relationships, disclosures, ownership rights, and contract formation. That kind of coverage helps candidates move beyond surface familiarity and toward the applied reasoning demanded by licensing exams. It also reflects the real-world function of the profession. Agents must understand the legal framework well enough to avoid errors that could affect clients or transactions. If the book is well designed, its treatment of law and procedure should act as the backbone of the study plan. Thirdly, real estate financing as a testable part of transaction literacy. Financing is one of the essential knowledge areas named in related descriptions of the audiobook and aligns with the kind of material commonly tested on real estate licensing exams. This is an important theme because real estate transactions are rarely understood correctly without a working knowledge of loans, mortgage structures, interest basics, and the role of financing in closing a deal. For exam purposes, financing questions often test whether the reader can distinguish between broad concepts rather than perform complex calculations. A good prep guide, therefore, needs to present financing in a way that is concise but conceptually clear. The best approach is usually to explain how lending fits into purchase transactions, what obligations buyers assume, and how common financial terms differ from one another. That kind of instruction is especially valuable for new candidates who may have no prior exposure to the lending side of real estate. In a licensing context, financing is less about advanced finance and more about transaction literacy, and that is exactly why it belongs in a complete exam guide. Fourthly, contract understanding and exam-style application of transaction rules. Contracts are another central theme associated with this book, and they are one of the most important areas for licensing candidates to master. Real estate exams often test whether readers understand the elements of a valid contract, the sequence of a transaction, and the consequences of agreement, acceptance, and performance. This topic is especially important because contract questions often appear deceptively simple while requiring precise distinctions. A prep guide like this can be valuable if it explains the logic behind contract terms rather than presenting them as isolated vocabulary. Candidates need to know how offers become binding, what makes a contract enforceable, and how contingencies or breaches affect the transaction. The usefulness of this material lies in its immediate practical relevance. Contracts are the mechanism through which nearly every real estate deal is executed. By teaching readers to think in transaction steps rather than memorized fragments, The book can help them answer scenario-based questions more confidently and with fewer mistakes. Lastly, real estate math and review techniques that support retention. The Kaplan source material linked in the search results shows that real estate exam prep typically includes a math review section, and that is likely relevant to this book as well, given its positioning as a complete study guide. Real estate math is usually not the hardest part of the licensing exam, but it is one of the areas where careless mistakes can cost points. Common calculations involve commission, valuation, depreciation, area, and transaction-related arithmetic. A useful study guide should therefore not just present formulas, but also show how to recognize which type of calculation is being asked for and how to avoid mixing up steps. Alongside math, exam prep books often rely on summary review, flashcard-style reinforcement, and repetition of key terms to help readers retain material under time pressure. That combination is useful because licensing exams measure both knowledge and test readiness. In that sense, this book likely serves as both a content review tool and a study organization aid, which makes it more practical than a purely descriptive textbook. In conclusion, this book is best suited for aspiring real estate professionals who want a focused study companion for the PSI National Licensing Exam, rather than a broad introduction to the brand. Industry. It should appeal to first-time test takers, candidates who need a structured review of core concepts, and readers who prefer a single guide that brings together law, contracts, financing, and math in one place. Its main practical benefit is efficiency. A candidate can use it to narrow study priorities and reinforce the material most likely to matter on the exam. Compared with many general real estate books, its value lies in its exam-centered design. Compared with overly dense textbooks, it appears to aim for accessibility and direct application. If the content matches its stated purpose, the book offers a straightforward path for turning foundational real estate knowledge into test readiness, which is exactly what most exam candidates need. If you would like to support Ashton Kingsley, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.